The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, writes as follows: Itmar, Mivnei Ma Osru Sheicha Shal Ovdei Kochodim. Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Yitzhak Mishum Chasnas. Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Gilu. Machlokas Amoraim, why there was a gzeira on Sheicha Shal Ovdei Kochodim? Sheicha Shal Ovdei Kochodim means the beer, right? The beer of the goyim. So apparently, the Gemara understands that it was some kind of an iser. If it goes around this Sheikha Shal Goyim, what's the reason? The Machlokas Amoraim, one day is Mishum Chasnas, that time we're familiar with from Pasakim and Bishalakim. Mishum Chasnas, afraid of intermarriage, there'll be a Kiruv Hadas between the Jews and the Goyim. And the other day is something new that we haven't seen before, Mishum Giloy, that we're afraid that maybe the Sheikha was Nisgala, maybe was uncovered, and then maybe the snake may have drunk from the sheikha and put his poison into it. We're familiar a little bit with this concept. It doesn't really apply to Zman Hazeh as much as it applied earlier. We're not so afraid of the nechoshim. The question is, how much are we choshish for this type of concept nowadays? But that's what the Gemara says, that the second reason is that Sheikha Shalem has nothing to do with Pasakim and Bishalakim. It's a totally different gzera. It's not Mishum Chasnas, but rather it's Mishum Gilui. These are the different reasons that the Gemara gives. So comes Tosis over here and writes, "Mipnei ma osru sheicher, iser sheicher lamatzinu la b'mishnah v'la b'vayisav v'shema b'mei amaroyim osru." Tosis points out that it's interesting. We started Junzman with the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the different items that one is not, the items of non-Jews that you're not allowed to eat. There was no mention of sheicher. We talked about pas, we talked about shlokas and shemen. Shemen wasn't iser, but then it was repealed. But we don't find anything about Sheikha over there, so why not? It's not in the Mishnah. It's not a Braisa. The Tosus points out that it seems like it was some kind of a later Gzeira, maybe the Amoroim, maybe at the time of the Amoroim, this Isser was instituted. Maybe it's like a later kind of Isser. And in fact, that's what the Rashba echoes as well. The Rashba in Torah Sabayis is troubled by the question that a lot of the Rishonim are troubled with, that we find that there are Kulis by Sheikhar Akam that don't apply by Pasakam and Bishalakam. We'll see Mitzvah Shem, the Gemara has different Amaroyim. We'll discuss when is it mutter to drink the Sheikhar Shogayim. If you take it out of the Chanos, if you take it to your home, it's clear that if it's not Beveso Shal Akam, there are some kind of leniencies. And the question is, where did that come from? We don't have a leniency in Bishalakam. You know, if it's made in a factory, if it's made in a private home, and then you take it out of the private home, so then it suddenly becomes mutter. By Sheikha, we have this heter, but whereas by Pasakam, Bishalakam, we don't find the heter. So all the Rishonim are troubled with this. So comes the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, and he gives different reasons, two reasons actually, why we're more makel by Sheikha than we are with Pas and Bishal. If you have the Marmakomus, you can look on with me. It's on page 1 in the Torah Sabayis, page 1 in the packet. You come welcome, killed Tfei Mishar Dvaram Shagazu Alei Mishim Chasnas, Kepasu Shlokos, Kemosh Sheamarnu Dehanu Asiri, Afilu Maisu Leli Yisrael L'Tol Beiso. Pasakam Bishalakam are also, even if the Yisrael takes it into his home. And yet by Sheikha, no? Why? Says after Rashba, but Taima Kid Amran, the reason is what I told you, Dlo Shaykh Bechasnas Kulei Hai, Dlo Mezamni Alei Veleka Kru Vedaita Kulei Hai. He says, first of all, there's less of a chashash of chasnas in Sheikha. There's more of a chashash of chasnas in Pas and Bishal. People invite each other over for meals, and you know they have a suda and they have pas, and that's the ikar kiruv hadas. But drinks? Who invites people? Who invites someone over for drinks? I guess at the time of the Rashba, they didn't do that. You know, some of the talmidim asked me during seder, I don't invite people for drinks. This is pretty common. You know, have you ever heard of someone who like walks home from shul and you know invites the chevra over for drinks? Okay, everyone's Jewish there. Okay, good. But you know, it could happen. You know, between Jews and goyim too. Okay, this is one reason that the Rashba gives. But he has a second reason also why we're more mekel in Sheikha Shogai. Ubezdin nami lo gozru alav el Yisrael kidoshim amru sheyinagu bo isser v'vatayim shalav degachavim le'archoka yiserto mibinoseim. The Rashba says that Sheikha was not an early gzera. It was a later gzera. Yisrael kidoshim heim. They accepted this upon themselves. This was above and beyond what Chazal asked. So because it wasn't an early gzeira, we're more makel in it. A gzeira, that's at the time of the Mishnah, that's in the Braisa. So that kind of a gzeira we're more marked for. This was a later Kabbalah, a minigat tzibur, so to speak, a Kabbalah at the time of the Amoraim. So for this gezerah, we'll make it, and that's why, as long as it's not beveis or shalom akum, we're going to be makel. This is the reason that the Rashba gives as to why we're more makel by Sheikha Shalayim as opposed to Pasim Bishal. The Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Yudalit Sif Aleph quotes other reasons. First, the Beis Yosef quotes from the Rosh that we're more machmer by Pasim Bishal Akam because Allah Pas Yichya Ha'odam, Pas is the staple, that's what people live from. He's quoting, he's paraphrasing the Pasuk in Parashas Ekev, but the principle is that people need the Pas, it's a staple. The tavshil who ikar asuda, tavshil is the main stay of the meal. It's the ikar of the meal. So there's more of a chashash of kiruv hadas in these items. The Rosh doesn't deny that maybe you would invite someone over for drinks, but the reality is that the ikar kiruv hadas is through a meal. He says, and pas is yichya ha'odam. The tavshil is the ikar asuda. So there's more kiruv hadas by pas and bishul. And then the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran. The Ran says, you know why Bapas and Bishul were more machmir? Because they are mais and noshim. That women commonly would bake the bread and they'd cook the food. So there's more of a chashash of chasnus in a maisa that involves the noshim. You know, you eat a nice meal and you say, who made this meal? My wife made the meal. Oh, your wife, daughter. You know, you'd like think more about chasnus. You think more about the women when you're eating food that's involved with women. But according to the Ran, I mean, who made Sheikha? The women are not involved in making the beer. These are the guys. You know, the guys, they have all their ingredients and they have their recipes and this and that. And like the women are standing on the side. When it comes to the beer, the women deign to the men. When it comes to Pas and Bishul, the women are more involved. So the Chashash of Chasdus is greater. So these are the different reasons that the Rishonim give, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ran, the different reasons they give why we're more makel by Sheikha. By Sheikha, we're going to find that if it's not Beveso Shel Akum, we're going to be makel. The question is, what does it mean, not Beveso Shel Akum? We'll get to it. But there certainly is a kula, that outside of Beveso Shel Akum, in certain contexts, there's going to be a hetter, whereas by Pas and Bishul, there is no such hetter. Why is there a kula? So either because it's a later gzeira, or because Pas and Bishul are more primary in the Suda, their Ikarat Tavshil, people live, the staple is the Pas, or because Pas and Bishul are more Mais and Noshim, so therefore the Chashash of Chasnus is greater. Okay. This is in terms of the basic Zayr of Sheikhar Akam, we find that it's more calm. What are the parameters of this Issen? The Gemara says that Sheikhar Shogoyim is Taka Aser, right? It is Aser. Maybe it was a later Takana. It was later Takana. In fact, the Rashba points out the Lashon of the Gemara. He had a girsa that the Lashon of the Gemara is actually Mipnei Ma Omru Sheikha Shel Goyim Osa. Right? Not Mipnei Ma Osru Sheikha Shel Avikachon. That's just a proof that the Rashba gives that it's not a real Isser, a Gzeira Midrabbanan from the time of the Mishnah, the Braisa. It's a later kind of Kabbalah, Mitzad Yisrael Kedoshim. So what was part of this later Zeru? Sheikha. The Gemara says Sheikha, right? Itmar. Mipneima osu Sheikha shalav dekahad. Mipneima omru Sheikha shalav. So what's included within Sheikha? That's a major machlokas over here. So the tour in Yeridei and Simin Kuf Yudal and Sif Aleph, right? It's called Sheikha, Echot Sheikha Tamorim, Oshel Saorim, V'chein Mashke Ha'osu Mitvash Asurim Mishem Chasna. The Torah says there's no problem of Bishul Akam over here. We discussed that. That was the Tosas we saw on Thursday. No problem of Bishul Akam over here. There's no problem of Giulei Midyan. Giulei Goyim means we're afraid there's Isser that's going to come, a plate of Isser from the pots of the Goyim. We're not concerned about Macholas Asuras. We're not concerned about Bishul Akam. It's a Nukzera of Sheikha Shel Goyim. What does it apply to? Says the Torah, it applies to all kinds of Sheikha. Sheikha Tamarim, date beer, or barley beer. Oh, that's more of what we're familiar with. Sheikha Shel Tvua. The beer that we have is grain beer. He says also, Mashke Ha'osui Midvash, honey kind of mead or something, some kind of a honey drink. These are all included within the Gzeira of Sheikha Shel Goyim. And the Beis Yosef says that's really what Tosfos writes. The Tosfos that we saw the snippets of that Tosfos, because we were really talking about the Bishul Akam angle in Sheikha. So we wanted to point out that there's no Bishul Akam in Sheikha, and then we connected that to coffee. If the Bishul Akam in coffee, if the if the tvua or if the coffee is bottled to the liquid and the water is nechel kamoshu chai, so maybe Bishlakam doesn't apply that. This was our discussion last week. So in the midst of that Tosis Vitarvayu, Tosis says, Bichlal din Shecha ben Shecha shel tumarin ben shel tvua. Oh, Adkan. Then he talks about Bishlakam. Ben Shecha shel tumarin ben Shecha shel tvua. It's not just Shechar shel tumarin, but Shecha shel tvua as well. All kinds of Shecha are included. This is what the Beis Yosef quotes from Tosis, like the Tur. But then the Beis Yosef points out that the Smag disagrees, that the Smag is much more makel. He says that maybe the Isser only applies to Shechar Tamarim. Shechar Tamarim. Date Shechar. That's it. But Vash and Sharmashkim would be mutter even Beveso Shalagon. And then the Beis Yosef writes that the Mordechai, he quotes a similar shita from the Rav Yoh, B'Shem, the Sefer HaYosha, Rabbi Natan's Sefer HaYosha, that Shecha Shalonu, he says, Shecha Shalonu ain behem mishum chastas. We're not concerned of chastas in Shecha Shalonu. This is on page 3 in the Beis Yosef, page Chav Beis in his daf. HaMordechai Kosta B'Shem HaAviyezi mishum Sefer HaYosha, the Shecha Shalonu ain behem mishum chastas. What's the idea? Sheikhar is Sheikhar. No, like, what's the... So the Beis Yosef explains, I'll tell you why. Venira Shetaimu Mipnei... This is like the wide lines there. Right? On page Chav Beis in the Beis Yosef, page 3 in the handout. Venira Shetaimu Mipnei Shesov is the Kevin Dlo Ashkechan Shei Otzra Sheikhar Ela Mea Yidirav Popov Rav Achoi. These are the Amorim we're going to see quoted in a moment. Right? So it's only from the Amorim that we see the Sheikhar is Otzra. Ein Lesser Ela Kamin Sheikhar Shalahem Shaya Shal Tumarim Avalo Shal Sarim O Shal Minim Acherim. The Rav Yoh is saying that since this is a later gzeira at the time of the Amoraim, so maybe it was only said regarding the Sheikha that was common in those times. The Sheikha common in those times was like a date Sheikha. I don't know what that, like a liqueur, some kind of a date liqueur. But the beer that we have, a beer made out of grain, hops, that they didn't have that in those times. Right? They weren't missing out. Right. They didn't have that beer. They had some other liqueur or beer or something like that. Sheikha Tamar. So that's why Shal Sarim Uminim Achim should not be included. It's up to Beis Yosef, Avlatosus, Vaposkim, Chalukim Olav, Kemoshin Hizbar. But Tosus argues, Tosus says, all Sheikha. Sheikha Shal Tamarim, Tvua, Dvash, all these types of Sheikha, they're also included. As it's Lav Dafka Sheikha Tamar. Okay, that was common at the time of the Amorim, but it's not limited to Sheikha Shal Tamar. All kinds of Sheikha are included. It's doch the Zelbazach. So they were all included. The Daki Moshe and Os Aleph writes, "Ubim Komenu Poshat Heter Lishto Sheicha Shel Tvua VeGam Mashkim Haosim Midvash Apeves Agoy VeUlay Somchem Adivrei Rav Yoh." Says the Daki Moshe, the minig in our places is to be Megil for all kinds of Sheicha except for Sheicha Shel Tamarin, a very limited Gzera. Now, where did that come from? He says, maybe there's Somech on the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh felt that it's limited to Sheikha Shel Tamarim. Now, even according to those who are machmir, assume it applies not only to Sheikha Shel Tamarim but to Sheikha Shel Tvua too, there are exceptions. The Gemara Daf Mem Amud Beis says that Yein Tapuchim is mutter. Apple wine is mutter. That's mutter. And the Rambam writes that the Rambam Nuchas Macholos Asuras Perik Yud Zayin Alocha Yud Aleph. He says, Yein Tapuchin and Yein Rimonin. Right? These wines made out of different fruits, whether it's apples, pomegranates, that's Mutter L'shtosa B'chol Mokom, the Rambam says. Why? So he explains, the Dova She'eno Motzi Lo Gozru Olam. Something that's not Motzi. You know, you have some kind of like a specialty wines. Right? A specialty, an apple wine. You have a pomegranate wine. Some kind of fancy liqueur. It's a specialty thing. So that's not included because it's a Dova She'eno Motzi. People don't have that commonly. So that's not included in the Gzer. That would be true even according to Tosfos. Tosfos, who's a Machmir, to assume that Sheikha Shogayim applies not only to Sheikha Shal Tamarim, but even Sheikha Shal Tvua, but he'd be Mekel. The Gemara in Daf Mem Beis says, Yein Tapuchim is not included. Because it's a Dova She'eno Motzi. It's because it's a Dova She'eno Motzi, so therefore it's not going to be Bechlal the Gzer. Shlomo.
On the Gemara and the Rishon talk about Sheikha, is that also apply to other drinks like we have today, like bourbon or whiskey and stuff, or is that only talking about like beer?
So we'll get to that. We'll get to the other liquids. Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says, and then maybe we'll segue into your into your liquids, right? Bourbon and whiskey and other things, yeah. So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Simen Kuf Yudal. This is not in a separate packet. Right? This is in the packet over here, packet number what? Number 7, page 4. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Sheikha Shalovi Kochavim Echot Sheikha Shal Tumarim O Shal Ta'enim O Shal Sa'orim O Shal Tavua O Shal Devash Os Mishum Chastas. All Sheikh. It's all us, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Tosfos. Comes the Ramah and says, V'yesh Matirin B'sheikha Shal Devash U'Tavua Mordechai B'shem Rav Yo B'es Yosef B'shem Tosfos? Okay. Whatever, let's leave that out. That's what the Tosfos says, that they were machmer, but okay. The Rav Yo. V'chainogin l'hokil b'mdinos elu, says the Ramah. This is our minig. Now, even within the Mechaber, look at Siv Gimel for a second. Yeng tapuche v'yen rimon v'chiyotzi behen mutal l'shtosu v'chal makom nedav v'shen ha-motzi lo gozru olav. The Mechaber agrees that yeng tapuche and yeng rimon, that's going to be mutal. That's a dav v'shen ha-motzi. But something that's motzi, no matter what kind of a sheikhar it is, that is included within the gzer. That's the Mechaber. The Mechaber is a machmer. The Ramah is a mekel. Ramah says that dafka sheikhar shel tamarim. Sheikhar shel tamarim. Because that's the only sheikher that was common at the time of the Gemara. The Chelkas Bin Yomin in Sivkot and Gimel explains that the Ramah is going like the Mordechai, like the parentheses indicates, the Mordechai B'Shem, the Rav Yom, that only sheikher tomorrow, that they were rogil and that they commonly drank, so that was included in the original Gzeirah. But not other types of sheikher. Zopta Prichodesh. Right, the Chalkas Bin Yama quotes from the Prichadish that according to the Shulchan Aruch, not only are other types of sheikhar included, right? Not only are other types of sheikhar included, but even Yayin Sarif as well, even whiskey and bourbon and all the other things that you mentioned, right? And even coffee. Coffee is no different than dvash. Okay, you could say the dvash was like a sheikhar made out of dvash, some kind of intoxicating beverage, but Prichodesh wants to say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, then these other drinks should also be aser. Beveso shalagoy. Beveso shalagoy. Sheikhar, all kinds of sheikhar, and yayin saraf too, even schnapps should also be aser. Any kind of intoxicating beverage, and even non-intoxicating beverages, even coffee, the Prichodesh says. Even coffee should be aser also. The Chalkas Bin Yamin is not so sure about this. He quotes others that are mechalek, that say a mashka hamishaker, an intoxicating beverage, that's included within the gzeira. All kinds of sheikha, but it's got to be a sheikha-like beverage. Maybe not yein tapuchin and yein rimon, because that's a davar shein hamotzi, but any sheikha type of beverage that is intoxicating, maybe that would be included according to the mechaber. So maybe yayin sarav would be included, even though yayin sarav is not sheikha, it's different. But it is intoxicating, so maybe that would be included according to the mechaber, but maybe not coffee. That's a bit cooler within the mechaber, cooler for the sfardim. But obviously something that's not motzi, the yein tapuch and the yein rimon would be mutter. But this is all within the mechaber. The mechaber is a big machaber. Mechaber is a big machaber, so the question is, does the chumah of the mechaber include yayin saraf? Does it include yayin saraf? Does it include coffee? So it might include yayin saraf. According to many poskim, it would include yayin saraf as well. Coffee maybe not. Coffee is a shayla between the prichodosh and the other achon that the Chalkas Bin Yamin quotes in... It's a cotton gimel. But the Ramah doesn't make them. The Ramah says that Dafka Sheikha Shal Tomorrow, Shahi Regilim Ba, Dafka Sheikha Shal Tomorrow. So according to the Ramah, it seems as though you have a big cooler here. Right? The Ramah would say that drinking Sheikha Beveso Shalagai, you go to a bar. Right, so drinking, you know, other intoxicating beverages, yayin sarf, or even a beer, right? We think beer is less than schnapps, you know. Schnapps can get more drunk. But beer is the ikker. The schnapps is like an addition. But according to the Ramah, the whole thing should be mutter. Sheikha shel tomorrow. We don't have sheikha shel tomorrow. Who drinks sheikha shel tomorrow? Maybe someone. Maybe it's a specialty beer. A date beer? You've heard of it?
It's Pesach. I don't know, maybe.
On Pesach?
Yeah, you can see those red.
Oh, you're saying because it's not chametz day. Hey. Aha.
It's a different
Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar. I'm not familiar with the regular beer either. But okay. So Sheikha shel tvua, according to the Ramah, should be mutter? Schnapps? Mutter? Comes the Chelkas Ben Yamin and he quotes from the Prichadosh, from the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, that they say you really shouldn't be mekel for Sheikha shel tvua. Right? They start to chip away. Maybe the Ramah is mekel. But they say that many were machmir. It's not so advisable to be mekel. It's not that the Prichadosh and the Gra are saying that the Ramah is machmir. No, they feel. I think they're arguing with the Ramah. The Prichadosh and the Gra say that it's inappropriate to be mekel for Sheikha shel tfua. It's bechlal the min of Sheikha. Bechlal the min of Sheikha. The Chagas Ben Yamid says, Mistama hua dinami, schnapps. Schnapps and Sheikher is really the same. It's Bechoda Machta Machtin. But coffee and tea, so that according to the Rabbah, maybe there is room to be Mekel for. Maybe there is room to be Mekel. Even according to the Chumra of the Prichodesh and the Vilna Gaon. Coffee and tea, perhaps there might be room to be mekel, because the Ramah says that other liquids, that other mashkim are not included in the Gzeiros. Even if we want to be machmer against the Ramah for schnapps and for other types of sheikha, but maybe for coffee and tea, to drink in a Starbucks, let's say, right? To drink in a Starbucks, according to the Mechaber, it's not so pushy. Right, the Starbucks is based on Shal Akum, so we'll see how are you drinking. Maybe to be koveya shtiya, so to really to sit down, spend some time, but to drink in a Starbucks coffee, according to the Mechaber, could be a problem. Not so clear, right? Some say only dafka mashka hamashaker, the Chagas Ben Yamin says, but within the Mechaber, it's not so clear. So the Ramah would certainly be making for that. So even the Prichadosh and the Gra that are machmer against the Ramah, but for coffee, mistama they'd be making. Be mekel, so for Ashkenazim, there would be room to be mekel, you know, even to be koveya lishtos coffee in a Starbucks. The Chagas Ben Yamin quotes in the Chochmas Adam that one should be very, very careful with these things. To drink any kind of a drink in Beisos Shava Akum. Because we know of Kama Kilkulim, he said, the Chochmas Adam says, Kama Kilkulim that came out of drinking the Beisos Akum. He says you should be very, very careful. It says Kol Hashabo Reach Torah Yarchek Mizeh Milichnos Libotayim Lishtos Eizeh Mashke Sheyeh. Them is fighting words. If Reach HaTorah, anyone knows Reach HaTorah, what does it mean? Reach HaShmek of Torah. Smell. You know, they can sense in you that you have a Reach HaTorah. He says you should avoid it. Try to avoid it. He's not saying you can't buy a coffee from Starbucks, but you know, to sit down and drink in a Starbucks, maybe the Chochmas Adam would say, better not to, take a coffee and leave. You can drink elsewhere. You know, once you start to sit down, people come in, you see the whole oilam, and who knows, you'll meet other people, and then... Me'ikar adin, it's mutter, according to the Ramah. Right? Me'ikar adin, it's mutter, and even those who are machmer, even those poskim, Ashkenazim, are machmer against the Ramah, to say that sheikha, all kinds of sheikha should be awesome, maybe I'm sorry for also, but coffee and tea, they're not machmer so much. The Chochmas Adam says you really should be very careful with this. Okay, this is in terms of the basic gzeirah of Sheikha Akum and what liquids are included in this gzeirah. Yes, question.
So how could those argue that there's less of a kirv das by alcoholic drinks than a meal? Because I think there's way more kirv das if you're drinking Sheikha with a guy than if you're having a meal with them.
You're talking about the Rambam that we're going to get to at the end of the Shema Yetzer Hashem, that Mesibos Shal Nochem might be more Chomer. I hear what you're saying.
It's going to probably happen when you're drinking alcohol than if you're just eating a meal.
You're saying if you're Koveh Lishtos, but...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You see, because you're assuming that if it's an intoxicating beverage, people lose themselves.
Right.
No, but do you lose yourself over one beer? Well, most people don't get drunk over one beer. But they get friendly over one beer.
Right, but how many people drink one beer?
I don't know. But if you have a whole Suda, I mean, the normal case of Beis HaShalakim is that he invites you into his home, right? Everything is kosher. He says, bring your own food. So you bring your food, you know, and you're, but you're drinking with him, I guess. Somehow you have drinks on the house, you know. So that's the Yamamish coming into the Beis HaShalakim for a Masiba. I mean, we know Masibas can get Levitic, you know, with Gramen and everything. I don't know with the guy you can have Gramen, but... I don't know. I guess we have to look in every we have to look into circumstances that we find ourselves in and try to apply them appropriately. If there would be a Kir Badasa, then according to the Chacham Sadam, Hechachamena Berosho, you really should say that if I know that there's going to be a Kir Badasa, then maybe I shouldn't participate. You're right. If you think it's going to lead to a Kir Badasa, so you have the Chacham Sadam in your back pocket, the Eitz Tova, that you have to be careful. Have to be careful. And I'll tell you, we're going to get to it later, but I'll tell you, even if a person is mekel to eat, he brings his kosher food. You know, he brings food into the restaurant. Now, normally, if you come into a kosher restaurant, they don't allow you to bring any food in. They shouldn't allow you to bring any food in. Come into a non-kosher restaurant, they don't really care. Many restaurants don't care. As long as you bring, if it's packaged or something, they'll let you bring the food in. You got to be very careful. Very careful. Maybe you can eat a little bit, you drink some water, you know, but before it gets rowdy, get out of there. That's what happens. They start drinking, and then they start talking, and you know, and getting friendly, and then it gets so embarrassing that the non-Jewish women don't even feel comfortable. So you know, non-Jewish women, I'm talking about professionals, I'm talking about non-professionals. The professional non-Jewish women say, okay, I think it's time for us to go. You know, so make sure that you pack out before it gets rowdy. Not so simple, really, really not so simple, these young women. Okay, let's dig a little deeper to find out, now that we understand, you know, the different mashkim, the machlovis, the machabra, more about the mashkim for which the gzeir of Sheikha Shalgoyim was said. So let's try to figure out what's the context. How are you drinking these mashkim? So for that, we have to go back to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Gemara says like this. Rav Papa mefikin le labova de chanusa v'shasi. Rav Achoy maisu le lebeisei v'shasi. V'tarvayu mishum chastas. The Gemara says that both Rav Papa and Rav Achoy were careful about this gzeir of Sheikh HaShogayim, but they were makel in different ways. You know, they understood that Sheikh HaShogayim is only also beveso shalakum, but what does it mean? Vos meintos beso shalakum? Rav Papa would take the sheikhar outside of the chanus, to the above of the chanusa, like the doorstep of the chanus. As long as it was outside the house, the beis chanus, shalakum, then it was okay. He would drink it right outside. Rav Achoy would take it to his home. Till he had it in his house, he would take it to the he wouldn't drink it. He would take it to the home first and then drink it. And says the Gemara, they both were choshesh for this problem of chasnas, but they dealt with it differently. One felt that it's not called beis shalakum once it's outside the chanus, and one said no, that until you bring it to your home, it's still called Beis Oshela Akum. The Beis Yosef explains that the Kavan of the Gemara is that Al Korchach, they were machmir, they assumed that the Gzeir of Sheikh HaShogayim was not Mishum Gilui. Now, what does that mean? The Tarvayu Mishum Chastas. It means they didn't think it was Mishum Gilui, because they thought the problem is Mishum Gilui. Taking it outside of the Beis Akum doesn't solve the problem. If the Sheikh was Megulus, then you can't drink it at all. There's no Hetter. Must be Mishum Chasnas. And they felt that taking it out of the Beis HaShalakim is room for Kula, because this was a later Gzeira. So as long as it's not in the Beis HaKum, then it's going to be permissible. The Rambam, in Ilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud, the Rambam seems to be machmir for Rav Achoy's Shita. He says, "Eino osur ele b'makom mechiraso, aval im hevi ashecha lebeisu v'shaso sham mutter sheikar agzeir shema yisod etzla." Rambam says that if you take it home, then it's okay. So the Beis Yosef is medayik from the Rambam. You see that he felt Rav Achoy is correct, Ladina, passed like Rav Achoy against Rav Papa l'chumra. But the Beis Yosef quotes from the Smag that no, the Smag only quotes Rav Papa. And the Rashba says we should paskin like Rav Papa. The Kula, as long as it's outside of the Chanos, it should be mutter. Why? This is a din de Rabbanan. Sveik de Rabbanan l'kula. Right? You have Rav Papa's more makel that as long as it's outside of the Chanos shel Akam, it's mutter. So Zapta Beis Yosef, or Zapta Rashba, Hilchos HaKarav Papa, because why not? There's room to be Mekel, since it's only a Sveka Rabbana to begin with. How do we paskin Ladina to the Shulchan Aruch, back in Kuf Yudal and Sif Aleph, continuing that Sif? The Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'eino osur ele b'mokol mechiroso. Avlim hevi ha-sheichu le-beisu v'shoseh o'sham muter. Sh'ikar ha-gzer ha-shem ha-yisod etzel. He quotes the Rambam. Rabbi Choy, that if you bring it home, then it's mutter. Bring it home. Outside of the store, maybe you don't be making. He's more machmer, right? Paskin's like the Rambam. Interesting. Even though you'd imagine it's a speck of the Rabbana, why shouldn't we make it? Apparently, no. The Rambam feels that that we should be machmer for this. Even the Rashba says, Bal nefesh yachmer kravachoy. And they're concerned. They were concerned that it would lead to chasna. So they felt, you got to take it home. Got to take it home. The Chalkas Binyamin quotes Poskim, who say maybe you could be Mekel, but as long as you take it outside of the Chanus, it's okay. But in the end, he says you really should be Machma like the Rashba. You should be Machma like the Rashba. Well, what's the whole Machlokas? Take it home or outside the Chanus? L'chore, the whole Machlokas is what's called Sheikha Shalakum. The Gzera was on Sheikha Shal Akum. So, where do you have the Shem Akum on the Sheikha? Certainly, in the Beis HaAkum you have it, in the Chanos you have it. The question is, once you take it outside of the Chanos, you take it outside of the Beis HaAkum, is it no longer Shal Akum? Maybe if it was Shal Akum, how does it lose the Shem Akum? Right? So some might say that outside of the Beis HaAkum, it's not Shem Akum. So a Papa Shita. That's the way that the Smag wanted to pass them. The Rambam, Rabbi Choy, they felt, no, the way to take away, to be mafkia the Shem Akum, what do you have to do? You have to put a new shame on it. How do you put the new shame on it? Taking into the Beis HaShel Yisrael. If you take it into Beis HaShel Yisrael, so now you have a Shem Yisrael on the Sheikha. That's mafkia the Shem Akum. But just taking it outside of the Chanus, it's not going to be mafkia the Shem Akum. Rabbi Choy, that's the whole machlokas. How to be mafkia the Shem Akum, which will be Matir the Sheikh. Okay. So Beis HaShel Akum, that's the first important ingredient over here. It has to be Beis HaShel Akum. The question is how do you take away that Shem Akum? Is it enough just to take it outside of the bayis, or do you have to take it into the Beis HaShel Yisra? Okay, this is the first step. Yes.
That idea is assuming the whole thing of the net, that's the history of the Chatzot itself. So,
clearly, Sheikha Shalakam is not an Issachevtz. Can't be. Because if it's an Issachevtz.
The Shem Gaber, what they can do to remove the Shem Akam from it?
By Sheikha Akam?
Yeah.
If it's an Issa Gaber, so the Pshat is the Gzera was set on Sheikha Akam. So, what's called Sheikha Akam? What's not called Sheikha Akam? Taking it outside of the Chanus, and now it's not Beveso Shalakam. What's this idea, Beis HaShel Akum? The answer is that that's called the Sheikha Shel Akum. The Kiruv Hadas, the Chasnas, the connection to the Akum, is in his bias. But if you take it outside of the bias, or you take it into your own home, it's like a Parim Chadoshus. It's not connected to the guy anymore. So the whole Gzer of Chasnas was not said in such a case. Okay? This is one ingredient, that Beis HaShel Akum, it's us. But there's something extra. The Tur quotes from the Rush, another point. Torah writes, the Kasav Adoni Ovi Harashzal, page 3, Sha'af Beveis HaGoy, Lo Osu Elok Shekoveya Atzma Lishtos Kedera Sha'adam Koveya B'Shtir. Avlim Nichnas Beveis HaGoy V'Shos Edera Charay Ba'akroi Mutter. Dr. Torah B'Shem, his father, the Rosh, that Beveis HaShel Akum is definitely Osir, right? Well, not so fast. Beis HaShel Akum is only also if he's koveya atzmo lishtos, if he eats b'derech kvius, then it's going to be also. But derech harai ba'akroi is mutter. Derech harai ba'akroi is mutter. So this is not just a rush, it's a tosfos. Is that tosfos? Poses in the rush together. that it's only a shtiyah bekfius that's asr. But bakroi, derech harai bakroi, ba'alma is going to be mutter. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch passed. V'lo asru elek shekoveya atzma lishtos, sifalef, kederech shalok koveya b'shtiyah, avle nichnas b'veisa ovek ochav v'shosu derech harai bakroi, mutter. What does this mean? Comes the Prichadosh and he explains that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that there are two factors that you need in order for it to be mutter. First of all, you shouldn't drink bekvius. Shtiyah bekvius is a certain type of drinking. But also it has to be bakroi. It can't be a common thing. It can't be a davar rabbi. What does that mean? So the Chagas Binyamin explains what the Prichadosh has in mind. This is the Chagas Binyamin in Tzivkot and Tezvav. He says, first of all, it has to be a shtiyah shel arai. You're not being koveh lishtos. Koveh lishtos means like you sit down. You sit down, you're spending time. Not spending time. You come in to drink because you're thirsty. That's the typical reason why a person would drink. Okay, why are you having a beer? You can have a soda. You like beer. Fine. You're thirsty, so you can have a beer. But not koveh lishtos. Koveh lishtos means you're drinking with a kfiyas. You're drinking, you know, you're sitting down. Sitting down for a drink. But also, it can't be a davar harabiyu. Right? Meaning, you have to be shosel etzimon. You're drinking. You get a drink. You get a coffee in the morning. Yeah, you have a breakfast. Right? So you're going in and getting a coffee. You're going in and getting a drink. Getting a beer. But you're just gonna drink it up and just leave. You're not kovei lishtos. Even if you're not kovei lishtos, if it's not bakroi, if you do this every day, so that's still a problem. That's still a problem. The common to beis shel akum, right? According to the Mechaber, the common to beis shel akum for any kind of sheikha, right? Beer, maybe ayin saraf also. That would be a problem. That would be a problem. Even if you're doing it just with simon, just doing it, you happen to enjoy a beer. Enjoy a beer, you know, lunchtime. You'll have your lunch at work, right? And then you come into the bar to get a beer. You'll drink your beer and you'll go on your merry way. You're not sitting down. That's a problem. Because that's not bakroi. That's a davar rogim. Davar rogim you can't do. You can't do a shtiyah b'kvias, and even if it's a shtiyah b'derech harai, even if it's like a temporary type of thing, you're doing it with simon, you enjoy it, it's not a kvias, but if it's a davar rogim, that's still a problem. That's called a shtiyah b'kvias also. That's another ingredient that would make it a problem. So the only way to be matir is A, if it's not a shtiyah b'kvias, and B, it's not a davar rogim. You come in once, and then a couple of months later, you're coming again. It's not something that's rogil. What determines rogil? Chorat zechazaka. Chazaka, cheskes abatim. Gimel pa'amim. The stomach creates the chazaka. In how? What period of time? I don't know. It's very hard to cheshbon. Within the month? Within the week? I don't know. If it's a davar harogil, I would say once a week is rogil, for sure. You gotta really spread it out. It's not so simple. Okay. Comes Tosfos, and he adds a very interesting kulobi. Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Aleph on the base with Tarvayu. Tosfos says, "Umiu, hamisach saying beveisa ovekachavim, someone who's staying by a non-Jewish home. You know, you have a non-Jewish inn. They used to have these inns on the road." You stay by a non-Jew. Yochal liyos shemutel lishloach beir lipno sheicha mina ovde kachavim davikim obeveso shal Yisrael. He says you're staying by a non-Jew, so then maybe you could send someone to buy you sheicha from town and bring it back to beso shal akum. Because since you're staying there, it's not beso shal akum; it's beso shal Yisrael. The avim ovde kachavim achsanoi shalom nosin lo mishalo. Show semishum eva. Even if the guy, the innkeeper, gives from his own sheikhar, maybe that's mutter mishum eva, says Tosfos. Wow. This is unbelievable. Tosfos has a big kulam. Chorat Tosfos is being machadish two things. He says, first of all, a Jew who's sleeping beveso shel agoi, so that's the fine sense. He's sleeping there. That's his bias. That's the beso shel Yisrael. So then you could bring sheikhar into that area. That's not called drinking sheikhar, the beso shel agoy. You're drinking sheikhar, the beso shel Yisrael, because you're living there. It's the guy's home. Doesn't matter, but you're living there. So if you're living there, that's your bias. the Chelkas Ben Yamin in Sivkot and Yud Zayin wants to say that maybe even if he's living there for free, he's not renting. It's not a motel. It's not a hotel. He's just a guy. Let him come. Let him come. Maybe he's his friend. You know, he has a colleague who knows him, whatever. He's there b'chinam. So you say, if he's there b'chinam, that's not your bias. It's his bias. He's inviting you in. No. It's called Beiso Shel Yisrael at that point. What's more, the Chagas Ben Yamin quotes those who say that even if he doesn't have a cheder miyuchad, he's sleeping, it's temporary, he doesn't live there, but he's sleeping, you know, in the same place as the guy. Now, let's say a guy. A guy has an apartment. Well, he has an apartment. He happens to have an extra bed. His roommate moved out. His roommate moved out. You know, it's the summertime. The roommate moved out. You happen to have a non-Jewish friend. Well, right? So you're going to stay with the non-Jewish friend? You can have beer? The Tos is saying that there's no cheder miyuchad. It's the same bedroom as the non-Jewish guy. You know, you go to a... I don't want anyone to say it on the tape. Right? You befriended a guy in whatever context. You were in a college environment with a guy. A male guy. And you befriended him. And somehow you both have an internship in, you know, in the city. Maybe you should try to get a different roommate. But okay, that's the circumstance. So even without a cheder miyuchad, according to the Chagas Ben Yamin, it's called Beiso Shel Yisrael. You'll be able to drink a beer there. Mishum Eva. He says, even if the Achsenoi, you'll be able to drink a beer because it's Beiso Shel Yisrael. He says, even if the guy were to give you from his beer, Mishum Eva, maybe it's mutter. This is quite a cool. Yeah. Chagas Ben Yamin points out that you don't find that Beiso Shel Yisrael regarding the Sheikhar of the Balabais, Sheikhar of the Balabais, it's his bias too. So Sheikhar of the Balabais in Beiso Shel Akum. Like, what's the het? It's Sheikha Shel Goy in Beiso Shel Akum. It's not really... It could be Beiso Shel Yisrael for his Sheikha, but for the Sheikha of the Goy, what, it's not Beiso Shel Akum? Because that's why Tosis has to come onto the second Kula, Mishum Eva. Mishum Eva, you have a friendship with this guy. He offers the beer to you. You always drink your own beer, so what if you're not going to take his beer, you know, he'll feel insulted. So then suddenly it becomes mutter. So the Chagas Ben Yamin asks in the Biurim, he says, come on, how can this be? How can this be? This is in the Biurim, in Dira Maschel Umutter, in page Kuf Yudal. The Chagas Ben Yamin says, this Tosis is Amish Pilipur. He says, the Taz in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, if Cotton Aleph has Yisod. Taz says, whenever Chazala goes to Mishum Chasnus, so it's also even B'mokom Eva. Eva means that he'll feel, you know, he'll create enmity, he'll create bad feelings. If the Isser is Mishum Chasnus, then even B'makom Eva, it's Asser. That's what we want. We want there to be Eva. We don't want there to be a relationship between the Jew and the non-Jew. So this episode over here, what the Gzeira of Sheikha Shalgayim is Mishum Chasnus, and suddenly Tosfos says, Mishum Eva, it's Mutter. Well, what kind of a strange notion is that? It's Doch Pilei Ploim, it's against the whole Gzeira. According to the Taz, any time that the Gzeira is Mishum Chasnus, so B'makom Eva, it should still be Asr, because that's the whole point. The point is that there should be an Eva to prevent the Chasnus. Either Abba. There's more of a reason. Right? That's not a reason to say that there's a dispensation. So why over here we find that Tosfos is willing to be Mekel Mishum Eva? Mishum Eva, you're misachsing by the guy, and the guy is giving you from the Sheikha, and suddenly it's Mutter. So the Chelkas Ben Yamin quotes Rav Moshe as a tshuva in Chelek Bey, Simen Kuf Yudayin, where he explains that the heter of Eva here is not stam a heter of Eva, because of, you know, don't want it to be ill feelings. Suddenly it's mutter. No, Rav Moshe says, the heter of Eva is that if you're only drinking Mishum Eva, that's not a drinking b'kvius. It's special. It's a special circumstance. It's that you happen to be in a circumstance where here there could be Eva. Normally there isn't going to be Eva between the two of you, but because of this uniqueness of the circumstance here, you're misachsen etzel agoy. So you know, he's doing you a favor. And he's going to offer you the beer. And you're going to say, no, no, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, I can't drink. So that creates bad feelings. So this is not a shtir b'kvias. By definition, this is a shtir b'derech arai, because it's only mishum eva that you're drinking it. That's the issue. This is not a heter mishum eva in general. You know, mishum eva, that you know, Jewish doctors can treat non-Jewish patients on Shabbos because we're afraid, mishum eva, if they don't treat them because it's chil Shabbos, so the goyim are going to make a pogrom chalila. That's not the mishum eva here. Mishum eva means, that's just like a simen ladover, that this is not a shtir b'kvius. So there's no kasha from the Taz b'chlal. Taz is saying in general, if you, the regular heter of eva doesn't apply if the gzeres b'makom chasnas. But here, if the heter of eva is that it's not called a shtir b'kvius, so that's the heter here, that if it's not a shtir b'kvius, then it's mutter. And he says that it's even licked in the words of Tosfos. It's really what Tosfos seems to imply. Because what does Tosfos say? Afim ha'ovei kachav machsanoi shalom nosalom shalom shosim mishum eva. Dilo osim mishum chasnas elu lakvo shtir b'chanus ubergilus lishtos b'veis ovei kachav ma'vla akroi ba'al mashari. He says because they're only asin shtir b'kvias or to drink ba'ofen harogil, even if it's derech harai, but if it's not Bakroy, it's a problem. Well, what does that do with anything? Well, what is the shtir? What's the hemshech in Tosfos? They only ask it a shtir b'kvios. They only ask it if it's a dover harogil. What does that do with anything? Like, why is that a heter? You told me it's mutter mishum eva, so what are you adding shtir b'kvios? The answer is no, it's the zel bazach. The heter mishum eva is that if you're doing it only mishum eva, that's not called a shtir b'kvios. It's not a dover harogil. You're just doing it in this case because you're afraid of eva. So then perhaps there's room for kula. This is how the Chalkas Binyamin wants to explain the Tosfos. So a hand up. But he just adds, he says, but how far can you apply this heter? This is major. Shemeva. And many of the contexts that we're going to find ourselves in, the workplace, get-togethers, holiday parties, you know, going out to eat together with the team. I mean, there's often mishum eva. Can't be rugged, but you know, it's often mishum eva. So how much does this apply? So he says the poskim have a dion whether the heter of eva applies only by Yisrael who's misachsein etzla goy, like the case that Tosis in Avodah Zarah is talking about, or does it even apply to holech lebeis ha'akor? Right, you're not misachsein, you're not living there. You know, once you're living there, the shayla could already be based on Shal Yisrael. You know, it's a more calm circumstance if you're living there, if you're spending time there, spending the night there. But to go to Beis HaShalakom, something that incontrovertibly can be defined as Beis HaShalakom, you go to a restaurant or, you know, place where people are drinking, but that's, there's also a Hetem Shemeva there? Not so clear at all. Not so clear at all. He quotes in the Lashon of the Mordechai, it's mashma, that maybe there is a heter, even for holech beveso shalakom, holech lebeso shalakom. It's not so simple. That's a further shaila. I mean, this leniency of Tosis, Mishum Eva, is questionable to begin with. But you have to know where to apply it. It might be applied only in the limited case that Tosis has. If the Yisrael is misachsen, etzel agoy, so maybe that already would be defined as beso shal Yisrael. So now, for Sheikha Shal Hagoi, which is more chomer, maybe there you could be Mekel Mishum Eva. But to go to Beis Shal Akum, and to be Mekel Mishum Eva and Beis Shal Akum Lechatchila, it's not so simple. Not so simple. So why do I say this? Well, what does this really relate to? So this really relates to all the get-togethers, all the parties, or the, you know, you go to, someone's invited to a partner's home. Having, you know, on Sunday, they're having the whole team come, the whole, you know, the group in the law firm, the group in the accounting firm, they're all coming to his home. There's so many issues that could come up, you know, depending on what the context of that party is. You know, if it's a pool party, if it's not a pool party. A pool party, I would say avoid. Avoid completely. I mean, it's crazy. Okay, you read some of the stories that people say, it's just mind-boggling. Goes on in these contexts. So, obviously, we're talking about, hopefully, a party that's only just eating, getting together and eating. Okay, it's Beis HaShalakom, Big Shaila. Well, let's say you're going out to a restaurant. You're having lunch together. Just lunch. A lunch. A working lunch. Going out to a non-kosher restaurant, you're going to bring in your kosher food. That's going to be double wrapped. Everything is fine. Order in from another restaurant to bring your own food. Double wrapped. There's no kashrus issue at all. Okay, you'll drink. You'll drink some water. You can even drink in a glass cup, right? Drink some water. Take some soda or something from the non-kosher restaurant. That you can do. So like, you know, what kind of drinking is permissible? According to the Rambam, Ashkenazim would say coffee and tea should be permissible. Soda, water, maybe that should be permissible. But that's just in terms of drinking Bevesa Akum. You are Koveya Lishtos, but you're not drinking Sheikhas. Even though it's a Kvias, you're having a meal. Even though it's a Kvias, but you're not drinking beer. You're not going to drink Yayin Sarif, right? That you certainly can't do. Going out for drinks, forget about it. That's forget about it. There's no shayla at all. Going out for drinks in Beis Hashalah Akum, after work, you should avoid like the plague. There's no heter at all. I mean, according to the Ramah, strictly speaking, according to the Ramah, Sheikha Shotvu is not included in the Gzeirah. But besides the Chachmas Adam's Eitzah Tova, let me tell you, it's more than just an Eitzah Tova, from what I've been told. Right? It might be really necessary. But aside from that, we saw the Prichadash and the Gra, the Machmim more than the Ramah. So to be makel for the Ramah, not so simple to be makel for the Ramah Bechla. It's one thing to have coffee or tea, but to have you know, schnapps, to have whiskey, to have bourbon, to go out for drinks, that lechora is certainly something to avoid. But I'm talking about something different. I'm talking about like even regular drinks, drinking soda or drinking coffee or drinking water even. Not in Beis Shalagoy, but in a party, in a get-together, in a Mesiba Shalagoy. That's a real, real shy. We're going to get to it in a moment. Yes?
I don't know if it makes sense.
Okay. Yes?
Can you say maybe shy in that Tosos is, even though it's not Mashmah Malashon, that over there when you're sleeping in like this guy's house, it's not like Stameva that you're afraid. Like you could actually be like kind of like in Sakana. It's like you upset him, but, like you're in his house.
Maybe. I hear you. Not sure. So what do I mean when I talk about Mesiba Shogayim? I'm bringing in a monkey wrench into the whole sugya. We haven't been talking about a Mesiba Shogayim. We talked about Beis HaShalakim. So Beis HaShalakim, if you're going to take the Pri Chodesh and the Gros seriously against the Ramah. So Yayin Sarav, Schnapps, and Sheikhar, right, and beer. So that should be avoided. You're not going to go out for drinks. Okay. In a Starbucks, maybe even to be Koveya. Lishtos. You want to sit down in a Starbucks? You're going to go out on a date in a Starbucks? You know, people do that from what I hear. Right? So, according to what we're saying, leaving the Chachmas Adam out, right? So that should be permissible. Even though you're Koveya Lishtos, but it's not the Shtir that's Osir. It's only a coffee. Right? It's only a coffee. So, if it's only a coffee, there's no Gzeir of Chasnas. Right? So, it'll be permitted, right? You're going out on a date, maybe to lead to Chasnas, but a different type of Chasnas, right? You're going out on a date. Right, but there's no Gzeir of Chasnas with the non-Jewish proprietor of the Starbucks. Right? I can't imagine, you know, Howard Schultz is a Jew. I don't think it's called Beis Shal Yisrael. I think they're independently owned, right? So Chora, coffee should be permissible. Right? Coffee should be permissible. According to the Mechaber, maybe not. I don't know, maybe Sfardim or more Machmer. Though even within the Mechaber, we saw there are those that want to be makel for coffee. Maybe only a Mashka Meshaker would be awesome. So that perhaps is permissible. But there's another issue that we have to talk about. It's not just drinking Beveso Shalagoy, but rather Mesibo Shalagoy. And it all starts with the Rambam. And just for the few minutes remaining, we'll talk about this Rambam. The Rambam, Milchas Macholos Asuras Perak Yitzayin Alocha Yud, writes like this. Keitzad lo yishta adam b'mesibo shal akum v'avo bishu yayin mavushal shenonesa oshu shosa mekelov. You're not allowed to drink in a Mesiba Shal Akum. Even if there's no Yayin Nesach issue, you're drinking your own drink, it's still us. V'mhoya rova Mesiba Yisrael mutter. Zok the Rambam, if it's Rov Yisrael. Even if you have a couple of going there, it's okay. And then he adds, V'in shosin sheikha shalem shosin min atmarim v'ata'ein v'chiyotze bahen, etc. Then he tells you about the Isra of Sheikha Akum, v'veso shalagoy. So what's the Rambam talking about? The Chelkas Binyamin points out that it's clear from the Rambam that aside from the Isser of drinking Sheikha Shal Goyim, Beveso Shal Akum, there's a separate Isser of drinking in a Mesiba Shal Nochrim, drinking in a party of non-Jews. And what does that mean? Says the Rambam, if Rov Anshi HaMesiba are non-Jews, even if it's Beveso Shal Yisrael, you are having the party, you're the partner. Mazel Tov, you made partner. So now you're going to have a party in your home. But this is a non-Jewish firm. Most of the associates are not Jewish. You know, you're going to have, I don't know, 25 people over in your home. What, Rove of them? You're going to have 12 Jewish associates? No way. Dr. Ramam, that's a Mesiba Shel Goyim. It's in your home, Basil Shel Yisrael, but it's a Mesiba Shel Goyim. You want to serve drinks? I mean, what kind of a partner? What kind of a wimpy partner are you? You're going to have a party with no drinks? Dr. Ramam, that's a Mesiba Shel Goyim. Because Rova Mesiba is Goyim, even if it's in Basil Shel Yisrael. Wow. The Ramam says it's awesome. It's the Chagas Ben Yamin in the Tziyun, and it's a cotton Yutes. He brings a machlokas aposkim. According to the Rambam, would it even be osur to drink shar mashkim, soda? Is it osur to drink shar mashkim in your own home? Drinking soda in your own home, if rove of the people, the mesiba non-Jews. According to the Rambam, that might be osur too, because that's a mesiba shonachem. It's a totally different barrier. It's a different issue. It's not because you're drinking a mashke hamishaker beveso shalagoy. No, it's mesiba shonachem. It's a different context. It's more chomer. Now, where did this come from? Where did the Rambam get this idea that Mesiba Shel Nochrim, a get-together, a non-Jewish get-together, thus meant a get-together where rove of the people involved are non-Jews. Where did the Rambam get this from, that this is a problem? So the Beis Yosef says that maybe it's a Braisa or a Tosefta somewhere. He doesn't really know. He's like hemming and hawing, thumbing for straws in the Kesef Mishti, tries to bring a Mokka. It's not so clear where the Rambam got this from. Chagas Binyamin quotes an Aruch HaShulchan. This is the Chagas Binyamin in Sif Aleph in the Biurim, Dirim Aslam Mishum. Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that the Rambam got it from the Iker Gzeirah of Sheikha Shel Goyim. He got it from Rashi. Rashi says, what's the Gzeirah of Sheikha Shel Goyim? Because Rashi says, the whole problem of Sheikha Shel Goyim is so that you won't come to make parties with them. You won't come to make parties with non-Jews. That's the whole Gzeirah. So if the whole Gzeirah is that it shouldn't come to a party, so of course the parties themselves are even more awesome. That's the Iker. That's what the whole Gzeirah is about. So that's why the Rambam felt that he was even more chomer. That if it's a party of a guy, forget about it. That's the whole problem. Is yes, you're drinking soda now. Soda now, beer later, schnapps later, shecher later. That's the problem. Right? It doesn't matter what you're drinking. The goyim will drink the shecher. Yeah, but yeah. The question is, what's it gonna lead to? So maybe a Mesiba Shel Nochrim is more chomer. I mean, maybe that's what the Rambam has in mind. The Ohel Yaakov, a very beautiful sefer on Hilchos Macholei Akum, I took out of the library. So he quotes from the Chesed Lavram, Chuba Sefer. He says he doesn't know why people are so makel on this. He says, Rabbi Mein Nizarim Be'isah Zeva Ochlim V'shosim B'kayitz Yachad Im Anochim. Now in the summertime, this is much more common. The internships, Chesed Lavram doesn't quote internships, you know, the Mashakoran internships. No, he doesn't have. Right? But he says people drink with Goyim. They don't try to figure out, is it Rov Yisrael, not Rov Yisrael. Very difficult. It's very, very difficult. So the old Yaakov, I think the old Yaakov himself, not the Chesed Avraham, the old Yaakov wants to distinguish. Maybe there's a difference between a get together for parnasa. You know, sometimes when you have a get together for parnasa, you do it over food. You have like what's called a kibbutz kal. So you have like food, some fruit, and some. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is you're getting together to talk about business. So if the food is not the ikar, maybe that's not called a mesiba shel nochrim. That's what he wants to suggest. As opposed to if you have a whole meal, you know, you invite them to your home, but it's rov goyim, right? But you're setting out a meal. You're setting out a meal for them. I know if a buffet is called a meal, they take the food, then they sit down. I know, it depends on the context, you know. If people are really eating, that is called a mesiba shel nochrim. It's really not so simple at all. Not so simple at all. the old Yaakov in one of the Horas quotes from the Kavachayim that maybe Efshemen can zogin. The Kavachayim didn't talk Yiddish, but he was starting. But the Kavachayim says that maybe to drink a kos cafe, you know, to drink a cup of coffee in a mesiba shel goyim, maybe Efshar you can be makel mishum eva. It's kos cafe. It's only a cup of coffee, and it's mishum eva. So maybe there's room to be makel, but it's not so simple at all. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yeridei and Chelik Bey Simen Kuf Yitzayin. Very interesting tshuva. He says it's osur lasos parle meeting. Parle meeting. Never saw those words in Hebrew. Rav Moshe is mechadish a lot of these interesting words. So he says it's also make a parle meeting in Beis Hanochim, even letzorech mitzvah. He says it's like mishtos beveis Hanochim. Now what's he talking about? Chorit, he means a non-Jewish catering hall. Like, did you ever think about that? Like, there are catering halls that are owned by non-Jews. And we make chasnas in those non-Jewish catering halls, right? You talk to the maitre d' at the... Rav Moshe seems to be saying that to make some kind of a get-together in Beis Shel Akum, even the Tzorech Mitzvah, that might be defined as Mishtos Beveis Hanochem. Wow. He says, maybe even to eat and drink the Dvarim HaMutarim could be awesome. Wow. That's quite a chumra. It's interesting, he doesn't quote the Rambam at all. He picks on Beis Shel Nochem. According to the Rambam, it's not an issue of Beis Shel Nochem, even Beis Shel Yisrael. If Rove of the people are Goyu, it would still be awesome. I guess the context that he's talking about is a parlor meeting for a yeshiva or something. You're not going to have Rove Goyim there. But so he's saying that to make a parlor meeting in Beis Hanochem, it's not just that you're drinking in Beis Hanochem, you're having a suda. It's a parlor meeting, people are going to eat. He says maybe that's a mesiba. A mesiba of Beis Shel Nochem. Maybe it should be awesome to eat. I don't know. I mean, according to this, it would be also to eat out at a restaurant. Right? A non-Jewish restaurant. You go to a non-kosher restaurant that's Beis Shel Nochem. People are eating and drinking. You're eating your kosher food. But that's a Mesiba Shel Nochem. So what's the heter at this point? What's the heter? What's the heter? The old Yaakov wants to say that maybe the only heter, there are two reasons to be make. He says maybe Sharmashkim he could be mekel for. Since the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosa Kelim don't bring the Rambam, even though a lot of the Achronim bring this Rambam. So because the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosa Kelim don't bring the Shita of the Rambam, so maybe at least for Sharmashkim there's room to be mekel. He says, what's more, if the guy invites you, and you're afraid that Mishum Eva, right? You're afraid that it's going to insult him. So maybe then it's permissible not to drink Shecha. Don't get me wrong, right? Not to drink in Mashkim HaMashakrim, but maybe to drink Shar Mashkim. Maybe even to eat Mishum Eva. Maybe there's room for Kula. Not so simple. It's really, really not so simple. I don't know, to serve drinks in your own home, if a Jew, let's say his partner, he's going to invite people to his home, and he's going to serve drinks to the non-Jews, I don't think it's a good thing to do anyway, because that party is going to get out of hand, and it's on your premises. I think that should be avoided. You know, if someone's going to make the party, so it should be the non-Jew, but to have the drinks with the non-Jews there, Mesiba Shel Goyim, with Rov Goyim, very, very questionable practice. But to drink a soda, you'll have a Coke, you'll have a water, you'll bring your kosher food to the restaurant. You're eating with the non-Jews, but you're very careful. You have the Chachma Sodom in mind, and you know for sure that when you're going to do what you have to do, stay there only as long as you have to stay in Shemeva, and then leave. So then perhaps there's room to be makel. But it's something to keep in mind. The Shita of the Rambam is something to keep in mind, that aside from the issue of Sheikha Shel Goyim, you have to be very careful about Mesibel Shel Nochem. Mesibel Shel Nochem are much more chomer, because we're afraid it's going to lead to something. So even to drink Shar Mashkim might be awesome. But okay, in extenuating circumstances, Mishum Eva, perhaps there's room to be mekel, at least for Shar Mashkim, even in the Mesibel Shel Nochem, but to be very, very careful. It should only be Mishum Eva. One should only stay just as long as you can stay. But certainly, to drink anything above and beyond the Shar Mashkim, would certainly be prohibited in all these contexts. Okay, Yashukayach to everyone for coming to all of the June's Matshirim. I think this concludes the sugya of Sheikha Shal Akub. So this is the last day. So Shukayach for coming for the June's Matshirim. We have a wonderful, wonderful group of Talibim here for the Shirim. I very much enjoyed it.